Salem's Race Equity Task Force made its first recommendations in a report to the city. Do you know whether any of the recommended actions from the report have been taken, and what will your administration do to address inequity and racism?
So I don't believe any of the actions have been taken, but I think that they ought to be taken. You know, I was proud to draft the ordinance that created the Race Equity Commission. It grew out of the work of the Race Equity Task Force, which was convened in 2020. And the intention of the commission was to make permanent a body that would meet and provide guidance not only to the city around our race equity work, but provide guidance to the community as well. So community partners can avail themselves of the commission, of the members, and the experts that are on it. And it's led by our Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. When we created the job description for that position, we were really thoughtful about trying to find somebody that reflected a lot of the skill sets that are important in that work. And actually, today is the one-year anniversary of Regina Zaragoza Frey starting in that role. And I think she's done remarkable work for the city. But that work is just getting started. You know, by no means is it finished. And I think that whether it's supporting equity efforts in our community, our small business community, and our public safety departments, our municipal departments, or our public schools, where I think we've really started to take an intentionally anti-racist focus, that work is ongoing, and it may frankly never ever be over, because it's that important that we should always keep it centered in the work that we're doing.
Thank you. Neil.
I think I bring a little bit of historical perspective to this issue, because I remember back in the 60s when the Civil Rights and the Voting Rights Act were passed, a lot of people thought the work was done in terms of equity, particularly racial equity. And I think there has been a long time lull that has fortunately been broken, and it's by people of my kids' generation. I am informed on this issue on a daily basis by the heightened awareness of my kids and people of their generation about how the work is not done in terms of racial equity in this country. And I am a strong believer in it. I am a strong believer that it needs to continue, and I believe the city needs to play a role in doing so, not only in terms of policies, but actions, in terms of its hiring practices, and in terms of how city officials treat people of color. It's very, very important. We are, of course, a diverse community, and proudly so. But it's something that I'm glad that there is an awakening about, because if the work is never done, as Dominic and other people have said, we cannot be satisfied until everyone in this country is truly treated equally and race becomes a non-factor.
Thank you.